www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's God, there's Christ, there's the man, there's the woman, there's the children. Come on, I don't care what society is trying, how they're trying to twist this thing up with men and men and women and women and all that foolishness. That's God's divine order. And there's an anointing, there's something that works through that order. Look, it's my time, get your house in order. And listen, it doesn't lessen one under the other. When God created Adam, that's plural. Male and female. It wasn't male here and female there. The twain are one. But they have different functions. Two heads is a monster. Even Jesus himself is the Son. He's not trying to be the Father. And the Holy Ghost is not trying to be the Son. There's an order. And it's divine. When we get this thing right, if some of us would just humble ourselves, God will exalt you. You ain't got to be fighting and contending and arguing and rebellious and stubborn. Gonna have your way. You put the brakes on the whole work. A house divided cannot stand. It can exist, but it ain't a home. Two chips passing in the night. God can't bless that. We need to find our place. Come on, tell somebody, find your place. And that doesn't give a husband a right to mistreat his wife. You know what the Bible says. You need to sit down. As a matter of fact, men are to give themselves for their wife like Christ did for his church. Come on, this thing is balanced out. What did he do? He died. So when she wanna argue, you got to die. When you right and she wrong, you got to die. These ladies ought to be up shouting about now. So you see, this thing is balanced out. Ain't nobody taking advantage of each other. We are heirs together. So you got to learn your role. Function in your metron. Stop trying to out-talk him all the time. My God, my God. You got to have the last say-so. Because you got the edumacation. Women ought to adorn themselves with meekness. A meek spirit is of great price. See, we got this thing wrong. You following these TV programs and these women on the cover of these magazines. They don't tell you how whack their life is really in private. They just show you a bunch of glamour and glitz that ain't nothing. It's fleeting. It's fading away. We want something eternal that'll stand the test of time. That'll run the devil off. That'll guard our family. That'll give us a legacy. That'll pass to the next generation. You got to live a life that your children can model. Let me tell you something, wife. Those daughters, those sons are looking at you and wondering whether they want or not. That's the type of wife they're going to have. Because that's what they saw modeled. their father. That's what they saw modeled. You want the best for them? Be the best. Show them how it's done. Look at somebody and tell them, you can do this. God gives us grace to do this. Chapter 16, verse 3. Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, his maid, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. God was taking too long. Come on. You've been there too. I need to do something. You know, I ain't getting no younger. Your time don't wait for nobody, you know. So, you know the story. She took Hagar. Verse 4, he went into Hagar and she conceived. When she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Now see this is where it gets all messed up. Now you told me to go in under Hagar. Now Hagar conceived, now she looking at you, now you mad at me. Well, I'm going to leave that alone for sure. Okay, let's go on. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. That's why I said men have to stay in their place. Amen. And sometimes you say, baby, I ain't going in there, Hagar. You understand what I'm saying? No, hold on. That might be what you think, but hold everything. We ain't sought the Lord. We ain't inquired of God. I know that's what you're feeling right now, but just put your brakes on right here, right now. Because, see, you about to mess up everything for both of us. But see, a lot of us just like, oh, Abraham, go in there, Hagar, okay. Yes, dear. Now, understand, women make wise choices. They're wise. They're discerning. Men don't, that don't mean you leave your place. Adam was so enthralled with Eve. He had a commandment from God. But when it came God or Eve, he chose Eve. Messed us all up. Jesus had a choice. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he went on. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Listen, we walk in victory when we live from relationship, not from anointing. There are times when you function in your metron that God anoints you. But there are times you are not anointed, but you are in relationship. Jesus lived every moment of life on this earth from relationship. That's why even without having the anointing come on him, he could say a word. And instead, he got anointed and said something. No, he just said a word. He was saying it from a relationship. My Father works, hitherto I work. He could speak a word. He could touch. He could feel when he was touched. Such discerning. Because he was operating not from a ministerial. He didn't get his identity from that. A lot of us get our identity from our ministry. Come on, there's something more than your ministry. Got a card with all kind of titles and stuff on it. That ain't who you are. You're beyond that. Your identity comes from your relationship to your Father. See, God doesn't even deal with us as saints. See, he deals with us as sons. That's why the enemy first attacked Jesus when he tempted him. If you be the Son. That's what he was after. We are sons. After you come out from under your anointing, guess what? You are a son. After 10,000 folk get saved through your ministry and the dead are raised through your laying on head, guess what? After you finish, you are a son. There are no big I's and little U's. After rain comes at your word and lightning bolts and all that stuff, listen, after that, you are a son. If you understand that, you'll find yourself protected. So Abram went in under Sarah. Look at chapter 18. And let's start at verse 9. I want to show you how he had to labor to enter into rest. In chapter 18, and I'll just kind of go through this, God comes to Abram and gives him a promise that Sarah shall have a child. At the time, Sarah laughed when she heard it because she was eavesdropping. Abraham and the two angels and the Lord were out up under the tent, up under the tree eating, and she was at the tent door. And when the Lord said, I'm going to visit Sarah and she will be with child, she laughed. She didn't mean for God to hear her, but he heard her and said, why did Sarah laugh? No, since she got afraid. He said, I didn't laugh. But at the appointed time, God said, I will come and she will be with child. Now here's where the labor to enter into rest began, the striving. God gives you a promise. I know this to be a fact. When God gives you a promise, let me just use cars if I can. Can I use cars? automobiles. God gives you a promise for a Bentley. Anybody? All right, someone had 2-3 heads. Okay. First thing the devil will bring by you is a new Volkswagen. It's brand new, no miles on it. Your credit's good. We can give it to you. You can ride off the lot with it today. Huh? And you need a car. You need an heir. But God promised someone that is not able to have a child right now. He promised it to them. So all the circumstances are stacked against you. And you can do a lot of things physically. But here's where you have to labor. What do we mean? Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes. In other words, we must understand how to use our faith to say no to some things. Amen. Just because it's good coming your way, it may not be the best. It may not be what God has purposed. But yet you embracing everything and then you lose sight of your destiny. Abraham had to begin laboring, because Sarah she laughed the laugh of unbelief. Her son's name, Isaac, means laughter. But this initial laugh was unbelief. And God heard it and said, why did she laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh. Then he said, is there anything too hard for God? Come on, tell somebody that's where the labor starts. Because it's bigger than you. You can't do it yourself. You don't even know how it will happen. You don't even necessarily have dates. God just said, at the appointed time, I will visit Sarah and she will be with child. I had an experience like this. I may have told it here to the congregation. I know I've shared it with my leadership in Africa, in Kenya. There were these members of the church we were ministering through owned a guest house. We stayed in the guest house. And they came to us one year, and the wife had had 2 or 3 miscarriages. And they wanted me to pray for her to have a baby. And I said, we'll do that. So I prayed for her, but as I was praying, God began to give me words. And this is what I told her. I said, by this time next year, you will be with child. Well, I wanted to kick myself because I put a date on it. And I knew we would be back in that same guest house the next year, that time. You know, not that I was trying to run from it. I just like, what if? Yeah, they come to me and say, you know what? I forgot all about it. When we went the next year, we went right to the guest. The first people that came to us was the husband and his wife, and she was big as a house. That week she had the baby. This time next year.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message, labor to enter his rest. Let your spirit rise and gain momentum until it breaks out and you break through. It's groaning for the freedom where God takes all the limitations off. Position yourself by coming into a place of rest. Increase your intake of God's word. Defy the natural realm of things. Rise in your stature, knowing that your identity comes from your relationship to your Father, which is a kingdom relationship. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns.